Stakeholders in the local castor oil industry were exposed to a study geared at maximizing the industry's potential. This opportunity took the form of a forum on the Jamaican castor industry hosted by the Jamaica Promotions Corporation, JAMPRO. Castor bean farmers from across the island gathered at JAMPRO's New Kingston headquarters on Tuesday to receive a first-hand look at an exclusive study done on the local castor industry. Master's candidate in public administration at Columbia University in New York, Damian Fagan, shared his studies on the local castor oil industry. The American presenter explored elements such as effective branding, marketing techniques, and strategies that could be used to ensure the success of products with Jamaica Black Castor Oil, JBCO. Fagan says the global interest in JBCO is, quote, not a passing consumer fad, end quote, and that its continued success is due to its positive feedback and results. He went on to identify Jamaica's competitors.
American and European consumers love the product, so that's not going away anytime soon. I've also identified a few new geographic markets outside of the United States and Europe. There is a very specific competitive advantage with Jamaican Black Castor Oil that you're all very aware of. There's a lot of global competitors, Haiti, Mexico, namely, that are moving into the castor oil business, but what they don't have is Jamaican Black Castor Oil.
Mr. Fagan highlighted the success of Sunny Island Tropic Isle JBCO in the American market, adding that the existence of both companies has increased the popularity of Jamaica Black Castor Oil.
Their product is an Amazon bestseller, you know, 4.5 stars out of 4,000 reviews. Essence magazine features Jamaican Black Castor Oil products constantly. Jamaican Black Castor Oil products are sold at places like Essence Fest, you know, Curl Fest, these big trade shows that happen in New York and Atlanta. This is a product with widespread reputation amongst American consumers.
Fagan also says the stakeholders' goal should be to gain entry into commercial-grade castor oil market for cosmetics and bioplastics. He noted that certain issues related to regulations, quality control, funding, and coordination need to be addressed to ensure the success of the industry. He also encouraged them to be patient, as doing so would require cooperation and communication.